The views expressed on community issues and missions are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of the board or the staff of Cumberland Valley Christian Radio.
Welcome to Community Issues and Missions. Cumberland Valley Christian Radio is proud to provide a servant's heart time where we recognize local people who are addressing issues that impact our central Pennsylvania community. People tackle the problems and do their best to take corrective actions to make our lives better.
Good afternoon, friends. Hey, it's Giff Briner here, another exciting program of Community Issues and Missions. Today we have some very special guests with us, two lovely ladies you'll be hearing from in the future. It's Robin and Lisa. Say hello to our listeners, if you would, please.
Well, hello there.
Hi.
Robin Eschbach is a very special friend of ours. You remember her father very well, the Honorable Dave Colonin. Yes, he does, in fact, have a daughter that's right with us today. And your friend Lisa. Lisa, I have to confess, I don't know your last name.
My last name is Dorr. It's spelled D-O-R-R. One O and two R's.
Okay.
You know, it's so fun, Giff, sitting here. Yes. I'm just overwhelmed with all of the memories of sitting in here with my dad on the radio. And I know it's such a great opportunity to be able to, you know, sit here in this little room knowing that you're talking to many people out there, that your voice really counts. And so I'm excited to be here.
Well, we're sure pleased to have you here as well. Your father and I put in a lot of hours in this very room. And in fact, Jeremy, is our engineer, who's with us, also spend a lot of those hours together. And we recently just had a pretty good celebration at our radio station is now 7 years old, and your dad was active at all 7 of those years, except for the last month. He will surely be missed. One of the finest Christian gentlemen I have ever met in my entire life. So I know that you come from good stock.
It's great to be here.
You two have a very good future laying in front of us in terms of radio and things that you would like to do. Rather than me trying to put words in your mouth, Robin, would you give us an overview here of where you're headed in the future?
Sure. We're very excited. Lisa and I have been friends for many years and both live in Dillsburg and decided we would take our friendship to Baker's Restaurant and met there weekly. Mm-hmm. And over the weeks and the years, we began to realize, wow, we love talking about the Bible and things that are going on in our journey of every day, and began to realize, you know, we have something to say here. Mm-hmm. And so it was fun to think about the possibility of even bringing it now to the radio so we could include many godly girlfriends in on our conversations about how we do life.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. How about Lisa? Where do you stand with working with this lovely lady here?
Oh, my goodness. I am so excited. Robin is so much fun, and she truly is a godly girlfriend. I have nicknames for all my different friends, but she's my godly girlfriend. I always refer to her as that. And a lot of it is because of her legacy. It's because of the Colonins. It's because of the continued ministry that she has done with Bible studies and things like that. So I'm always drawn to her. I'm drawn to her because I see God in her. She leads me to the Word. We pray together, and it's loads of fun. If anybody thinks the Bible is boring, forget it right now. Just forget it, because with Robin, everything is always an adventure.
Very good. I'm glad you said that, because you shared my excitement about the entire Colonin family. They're all that way, aren't they? Just bubbling full of energy, great human personality, all love the Lord with their whole heart and their whole mind. Lisa, you and I agree on that one. That's very good. Okay, so you two great people have put your minds together, and now you're looking to work together in the future. Mm-hmm. What can you tell us? What's this future look like?
Yeah, Lisa, why don't you tell us? She came to me, and we always talk about Bible study things, and she said, Robin, I got this idea. And take a minute to explain where we're going with this thing.
Sure, thank you. Actually, I don't know exactly where we're going, and I think that's part of the fun of the journey, because we are open to the Holy Spirit's leading. But I can tell you what we have as far as content and the possibility of the little bit that we see in front of us right now. I spent the year of 2018, writing devotionals that took us through the Bible in a year, one book of the Bible a week through the year, Genesis through Revelation. And I know that sometimes reading the Bible can be daunting. I hear so many Christians say, I want to do it. And they get to Leviticus by February and they forget it, you know. And so my project was writing a scripture, a devotional, and a prayer for every day of the week. And it ended in today, making it applicable to today. And if I would start to think during the project when the Lord and I were picking out the scriptures and he was flowing through me as I wrote the devotional, if I started to think, ooh, I might want to have this book published. Ooh, I might want to do... The creativity would stop. I am not kidding you. He wanted me to focus on him, his word, and the specific devotional and prayer for that day. It was like manna. And we did it together. And in December 31st of 2018, when I wrote the last thing, he asked me, will you give this project to me? And that's what I heard in my spirit. And I said, absolutely, it's yours. And so I didn't know if it would ever go anywhere. I didn't know if it would be published in a book. I didn't know if I would share it anywhere. But it was a precious, precious time that he and I did together. So I just started reading it January 1st myself. January 1st, Genesis 1:1, you know. And so I'm being ministered to each day as I read one each day. And I don't read ahead. I read the day for the day. But the beauty of it, too, is that it doesn't have to be read in that order. It can be read in any way. So anyway, getting back to Robin and I sitting here today, when we met, yes, at Baker's restaurant in Dillsburg, there's a little plug for Dillsburg, she started sharing with me. It was the first time we had met since her dad had passed, and we were talking about the sensitivity in her heart and how that felt in the radio program, and she just matter-of-factly said, you know, and they'll be looking for a replacement. And I looked at her and said, Robin, let's do it. And she was like, what? I said, yeah, you and me, you know, all these adventures. She's always the one. If she says, hey, you wanna? I know there's adventure on the other side of that, you wanna. So this is our adventure. And our hope is that we'll just encourage people to get into the Word of God, potentially hear the devotional, if that's what we read, and pray for them. We just want to join our hearts with each other, with God, and all the listeners.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Lisa, it's always about the journey, right? It's what's happening every day. And so every day is different emotionally for a woman, responsibilities, problem solving. So I'm amazed how many times in a day I have to problem solve and figure something out. And so Jesus makes the difference.
Amen.
That bottom line that if I have God in my life and I'm reading the scriptures, my day will go differently. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we are doing on purpose, and we want to be able to just share our thoughts as we go to what we think about the Bible and how God is ministering to our heart and helping us to be whole and helping us to manage our days well and be connected well with people. That's kind of where we want to go with it. So we want to keep it very practical, but we also want to, you know, understand what the Bible is saying.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Fantastic. You ladies have the right spirit for this. I can see that what we tried to establish years ago in some of our programs is now starting to blossom, because you two are going to be able to put a smile on the face of our listeners in a spiritual way. And you know something? That is exactly what we need. So your timing might be perfect. We do the very best we can to educate our listeners, to inform our listeners, to entertain our listeners. We try to play the finest Christian music that we can find, and we keep refreshing it on an ongoing basis. But to have some lively personalities such as yourself sharing over the airwaves, impacting some probably about 1 million listeners now that we've expanded. We don't have exact numbers, but you're getting out to a whole lot of families.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. We have all this traffic here, all these roads, and many of our listeners only tie to us whenever they're coming through central Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And so we'd have no idea what those numbers might be. We just know that it's a great number. Plus, we had like 250,000 households that we were able to access before We more than tripled our strength as we did last summer.
Wow.
So the numbers are great. Mm-hmm. And so you will be a very refreshing node for us to appeal to various age groups. You ladies are not exactly teenagers, mm-hmm. and you are not exactly grandparents. You're somewhere in the middle, and that just makes it very, very, very refreshing to us to be able to spread the good news from such young ladies who have all this ambition and desire. I wish you the very best. Tell me more about your background, because once you start your program here on the airwaves, you probably won't want to take the time to tell us too much about your background. Lisa, can you go first? Tell us a little bit where do you told us you live in Dillsburg. You're married.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell us about yourself.
I have a wonderful husband. His name is Carl. We say Carl with a K.
Okay.
And we have a delightful son. I always say next to salvation, he's my greatest gift. And it's so true. His name is Josh. It's Joshua, but we always call him Josh. My husband and I will be married for 27 years, coming up in September of this year. And I will be walking with the Lord 28 years in December of this year. Wow. And I'm very excited because it matches the 28 years prior to my not knowing him personally and not serving him. So I will be the same amount of years knowing him of when I had not known him, because I came to know him when I was 28 years old.
How about that? That's wonderful. We'll call you the Equinox. By the way, Lisa, I'm married to Kathy with a K.
There you go. Okay. Very nice.
Robin, how about yourself? Now, I know you, but our listeners don't know you.
That's right. I'm sitting here just looking in this room where you can't see, and my girlfriend and I are both 55. We're in our middle 50s.
Robin,
and
I'm 56.
Oh, she's almost 56. You know what? The more I think about it, I'm 56 too.
All right. Okay. So
I've been saying double nickels for a long time. But it's fun to be in the 50s. Mm-hmm. We both have adult children, and I have two girls, and I'm married to Paul Eschbach. Been married for my 27 years now. And I go back to giving to my heart to the Lord when I was 4 years old, and my mom led me to the Lord, and many, many lessons through the years about trusting the Lord and surrendering my heart over and over and over again. But got through high school and decided I wanted to go to Bible college, got myself a Bible degree in Missouri. There was a Bible college there, and went on to just get my label of being a minister, and then worked with our local church the last 11 years with Bible study. And so I just have found myself with ladies that are just hungering after the things of God. And I have seen what testimony can be when you do give your heart to the Lord. And so I always attach myself to a godly girlfriend. I love to go to coffee and talk about the things that are going on with other ladies. I have my hubby and my kids, but then there's something about a girlfriend that I love so much. And I know that God can really work in those conversations.
Amen.
Well, that's great. You two are just wonderful personalities, and I'm very pleased that you're going to take an active role in our future here at Cumberland Valley Christian Radio. WPFT 91.3 FM is going to have some new personalities shining in there. And I'm very well pleases me. We're running out of time here. I told you that our time goes quickly when we're on the airwaves. But just to inform our listeners, your dad talked about your mission from RVs quite frequently. Would you share in just a minute and a half that we have left about that mission field that you and your family were involved in? Our listeners would love to be able to not only verify your father's words, but hear it from another point of view, just how inspiring that mission effort was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. We talk about it with others, and we are still amazed ourselves that four families could buy four RVs, sell all of our houses, our cars. We had garage sale, and we just hit the highways. And we would arrive at a church on Saturday night, And I was saying we would, you know, pull in, set up our RVs, the kids would get out the bikes, and we would get out our lawn chairs. And we would just take Saturday night to prepare for what we're going to do at the church, Sunday to Wednesday. And it truly was 17 family members living in one accord, which meant problem solving, forgiving, living with a lot of mercy, and cheering each other on. Those things that really count in a family system seem to be exaggerated living in an RVs in a stranger's world where we every week had to learn where the grocery store was, the post office. We didn't know.
Yeah.
Only the church people that we were at, we were introduced to the staff, and then we would begin counseling and having church and singing together. And God's the ministry was just beautiful. But behind the scenes, I think, is what my dad and all of us really appreciated. It just brought us closer together, and our hands were forced to live behind the scenes what we were preaching about in the church when we would do our dramas and our songs. And so I go back there. My husband and I just recently purchased an RV. And now, so we have our own where we go on the weekends. It's not ministry, but we are overwhelmed when we go in there. We took this last weekend, Mother's Day, and took a little trip, and we just thought of God's faithfulness, living in that RV all those years, raising our babies, having babies on the road. We had 8 children born in those 11 years of just traveling and God taking care of us.
Isn't that a fascinating story? I just love it. Mm-hmm. Ladies, we've exhausted our time. We have to say goodbye to our listeners, but I thank you for being here, and I wish you the very best. I will hold you in prayer for as long as I'm associated with this radio station. Thank you very much, Robin. Lisa, good to see you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye for now. Gift Briner saying so long. See you very soon.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thanks so much.
Well, we thank you for listening today. Please pray for these people as they address the issues and mission efforts for all of us. We'll talk to you again next week.